Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, wherever you may find yourself around the world. Welcome to the second of IATEFL Teacher Development SIGS podcast series on teacher development. I have a special announcement to make, which is that we've decided to call this podcast series Teacher Developpod, following an online competition to give us a name. And I'd really like to send thanks to Gerhard Erasmus, who suggested that name via our Facebook page. If you want to see our Facebook page, it's www.facebook.com/TDSIG. So, thank you, Gerhard. I'm Kristen, your host, and I find myself in Brighton in the UK, home of the 52nd International IATEFL Conference in April 2018. Look forward to seeing you here. Well, today we're continuing to look at teacher development ideas, and we've taken a very simple idea, which is to ask a range of teachers their thoughts on their own development. We'll listen to three teachers in very different contexts, reflecting on three simple questions. So, firstly, their own plans for teacher development over the next academic year. Secondly, how they hope to achieve this. And third, any support they may need. So, first of all, we'll hear from Maria, a novice teacher from the UK, who recently completed the CELTA course, and who is eager to gain valuable experience. Next, we'll hear from Duran, an experienced teacher from Jamaica, who's looking to make the transition into teacher training. And finally, we'll hear from Julia, an experienced teacher from the UK, who is eager to pursue a new project, quite a specialist project, in English language teaching. So we hope these reflections will inspire you to consider your own teacher development. Think about your own answers to those three questions as you listen.
Hi, my name is Maria and I recently completed the Cambridge CELTA course. I think my main goal at the moment actually is to maintain my momentum because it feels very exciting having finished the course and I want to perpetuate that first and foremost. So I aim to do that through trying to find a job part-time in a college where I can, you know, finally apply what I've learnt and build upon that learning. In addition to that, I'd like to explore different teaching styles, which I wasn't brave enough to do it on the course. So I think once I'm teaching in a professional capacity, I'll hopefully be able to do that. One way that will help me do that is, of course, by still observing professional teachers and experienced teachers just to gauge their different styles and to also maintain that awareness of what's going on outside my classroom door. I think that's really important. And I'm really eager to sort of equip myself with more knowledge, more language knowledge, more knowledge on teaching different aspects of English, and also to teach, you know, teaching reading is something that's really important to me, something that I'm very passionate about. So I want to explore that and perhaps explore the differences between teaching reading and teaching listening, because I know at one point they were considered really similar, but then there's some controversy going on and I want to explore that. So hopefully I'll do that through, you know, keeping up to date with any videos and literature that's out and reflecting on my own teaching, of course, and hopefully finding an institution that will allow me the time to do those things, to observe or maybe undertake peer observations and to be able to just discuss good practice. I've always found that talking about teaching with other teachers is something that is really helpful for me. So that's hopefully what will be happening in the next year. I think I'm hopeful that the best is yet to come. So it's very exciting times.
Ron, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome.
So Tell me a little bit about what you do and what kind of place you're currently teaching in.
Well, I've been an English language teacher for the past 8 years. I've just returned from Egypt from a year teaching there. Now I'm in Brighton, and I teach at a private language school there.
Okay. Yeah. And what kind of teaching do you do?
I've taught general English language, IELTS, FCE, CAE, all the exams. I've taught adults and young learners. Currently, I'm teaching only adults and business English and general English mainly.
So quite a range. So how long have you been teaching?
For 8 years.
Okay, great. Years. Tell me about your developmental plans over the next academic year.
Well, I'm planning to go into teacher training, so I'm thinking of doing the Delta.
Fantastic.
I've done a certificate in teacher trainer development last year, so between now and then I'm just going to be practicing a little bit, doing some inset sessions.
Okay, some in-service development training sessions for teachers, okay.
Yes.
And what do you hope to work on as a trainee trainer, if you like, over the next academic year?
Well, I'm just going to try to, with my sessions, I'm trying to develop just three areas, really. Time management, meeting the objectives within a relatively short space of time, and just staging them because they're quite short.
Okay, and what kind of support do you already have for that, or might you need to seek?
Well, in the school that I'm in at the moment, I've got all the support from my ADOS and DOS and my colleagues. You know, every Friday they've got a teacher development session, and I could just opt to do one of the sessions at any given time, and that's it.
Fantastic. You're quite lucky, I think.
Yeah.
And will you get any peer support in terms of peer observations when you do those insight sessions? Any kind of loop feedback?
Yes, yeah. I'll definitely ask a lot of them to, you know, at the end of it to give me feedback, you know, give them, probably talk to them before going in, tell them what the plan is and what the aim is, and then get some feedback on that.
Fantastic.
Or other teacher trainers who are teachers with me.
Yeah. Right. You might also record yourself.
Oh, yes.
That's an idea as
definitely,
well.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. Anything else you're looking to develop?
Currently, I'm working on something in my classes, the Flip Classroom. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that specifically with grammar. So I'm giving the students the option to go home and read up on some grammar point, and then do some activities, and then come back to class with questions or with their examples, and then we go through the confusing points, and then within 20 minutes have them use the language.
Fantastic. Okay. Yeah. And you can do the same thing when you come to be a CELTA trainer as well.
Definitely.
Okay.
I hope so.
good luck with that. It sounds like you've got a lot to work on. Some really interesting ideas going on, and perhaps we'll meet up in a year's time or thereabouts and review where you're at.
Okay, yes.
Thank you so much, Dorian.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, thanks. Hi, Julia, thanks for joining me.
Hello.
Hello, could you tell me about what you've been doing? I understand you're an English teacher.
Yes, I've been working in further education for the last 5 years, and before that I was teaching EFL for about 20 years.
About 20 years, okay. So, we've just been talking about your particular case. I understand you are facing particular challenges. In what ways do you hope to develop? Can you perhaps describe the context a bit more?
So I teach English to native speakers, most of whom have left school without any qualifications, and my job is to improve their reading and writing skills so that they can function when they leave school, leave college.
Okay, so what are your plans for development over the next academic year?
Well, I have a deaf learner who has very low-level English and is functioning at entry level 2. And he is in a class with about 15 other hearing students,
right,
who are all working at level 1, level 2. And I'm finding it difficult to integrate him into the mainstream
classroom.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what do you hope to do to be able to facilitate that, to integrate him into the classroom, if you like? What do you need to do as a teacher, do you think?
I need to try and find a way to make the materials interesting for him and still stick to the curriculum that the other students need to be following. And I need to find a way of making the materials accessible for him.
Can you give us an example of that? What might the rest of the class be doing? And what activity would you need to make for him?
So at the moment, we've been looking at language features. And I'm teaching the rest of the group how to identify language features in a piece of written text.
Right.
But the vocabulary that I'm using is quite alien to the student. So
let's call him Ali for sake of calling him something. Okay.
And so the vocabulary is very different for him, and it's quite meaningless to him. If I was using the word onomatopoeia, trying to explain to him what that means, it is quite difficult.
Okay. I begin to understand that. So what kind of support will you need, and what will you do to find that new knowledge, that new awareness, those skills?
I think one thing I need to do is start researching other people's experiences and seeing if there's anything written or recorded from other teachers of how they've approached the problem. And also speak to people from, he goes to a deaf school, and speak to teachers there and see if they've got any ideas of how I could make the lessons more inclusive for him.
And then I suppose observe what's happening, which you've been doing already by the sounds of it, and then experiment.
I think a lot of it will be trial and error.
Okay.
And trying to differentiate the materials in a way that's meaningful.
Okay, some sort of basic action research project.
Yeah.
Okay, I look forward to hearing about how that goes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. So welcome back. I thank Maria, Duran and Julia, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to the three of them. I'd recommend that you think about the same three questions that they answered. So take a pen here or something electronic to make a note. Question number one, your plans for teacher development over the next academic year. Question number two, how you hope to achieve these things. And question number three, any support you think you might need. Then make a recording of your thoughts, either in some physical diary or make a voice recording, perhaps on your phone. It should be really interesting for you to look back on this in about a year's time. So that's all from Teacher DeveloPod for now, for another couple of months. Good luck in your teaching. Bye now and take care.